This summer, Liz Phair returned to record-making after taking a hiatus that included some time spent raising her first child alone. She came back to music to find the pop landscape had filled up with young female singers. Phair's response was to turn to the group of pop songwriter producers who called themselves The Matrix. The move proved to be controversial among Phair's fans and the rock press. Rock critic Ken Tucker offers this post-mortem on the summer's sellout scandal surrounding the album entitled Liz Phair.
So here I was, happily spinning pop rock records for you for a month or so, helping to turn you on to the high-strung as well as Fountains of Wayne. And all the while, the rock press was full of snarky profiles and nasty reviews of Liz Phair and her first album in 5 years, called Liz Phair. Liz, who wants you to know that she's a 30-something hot mom, also knows that she has to get her brand name out there through sheer repetition in this cluttered pop marketplace. She started off the album with the sort of self-affirmation we used to call empowering, a song about how extraordinary Liz Phair is, called Extraordinary. The thing is, it's not written by Liz Phair, but by the Hydra-headed team called The Matrix, producer-songwriters Lauren Christie, Scott Spock, and Graham Edwards. And the song itself, as you heard, isn't all that extraordinary. So why'd Liz do it? Lack of confidence in her own hook-bending abilities? Maybe. But a new song she did write, called It's Sweet, sure sounds good to me. Down on the Lower East Side, in the dirtiest apartment you could find, you took me up to your place, but the elevator threw me into space. And I really didn't. Personally, as a big fan of Phair's albums Exile in Guyville and the underrated White Chocolate Space Egg, I had no trouble hearing which songs were The Matrix and which songs were Liz. Any tune that was too on the nose, like one called Rock Me, were Matrix. Anything that evinced ambiguity, ambivalence, or amazing self-exposure was Liz. Like this song, in which Phair imagines what her little son thinks about seeing mom with a boyfriend.
Dig, little digger, don't be shy. You saw your mother with another guy. You think you'll tell her that she's one of a kind, you say.
The worst thing about Liz Phair's desire to craft a hit record by collaborating with The Matrix is that this became the story, pushing aside some extraordinary songs. Well, that and the kind of sad little spectacles I happened to stumble upon, like seeing Phair, every inch the empowered hottie with big guitar and spike heels, performing on Regis and Kelly at 9 a.m. in the morning. Our Liz deserves better.
Thank you.
When Fair sings on that song, it's sister and brother, mother and daughter, father, son, husband, wife thing. It's drugs, it's hunger, it's race, sex, and government. Well, when that's sung with her conversational urgency, I don't see how you can resist. But you did. The album never topped number 27 on the Billboard chart and is plummeting below 100 now. But this working mom is out on tour. The album is the kind of sellout we'd expect from her, an honest, ferocious, forthright one. And she deserves our support and, yes, our respect, especially when she's behaving most disrespectfully.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly.